You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey guys!
Hi!
Check out Rec Level 3.
What's that?
We're a gaming, geek, nerd culture fandom podcast.
Ooh. Wow!
And you can find us every Friday at 11:30 a.m. on RecLevel3.com.
Yay!
Hello and welcome to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. I am your host, The Monster, back to give you some sci-fi news for this week. So, before we get to big three topics, did you get your Pokemon Go app downloaded? Were you able to log into your app and play along? So, that's the big thing that has been going around this week, in which my daughter started playing yesterday, and then this morning I started to play here at the library and caught a couple. And I actually have a gym here, but I can't access it until I get to level 5. And right now I am only at level 3. So it's a very interesting app to play, which is basically a combination of augmented reality and using geocaching or your GPS signal from your phone, in which you merge the real world with looking for these Pokemon monsters. So, being that it's really popular, people just can't log in, and the servers are already pushed to capacity, so that seems to be a problem. But there are other things that are going on that are just as problematic with this app. So, if you happen to be somewhere in the land of Dairy Queen, where they don't treat you right, there was a sign that someone posted saying that if you're looking for Pokemon monsters, don't come in here. It is only for paying customers. So that's kind of a downer to find out that people are using that tone for something that's actually quite fun. The other situation that I've seen or heard, a skateboarder was trying to catch one and unfortunately injured himself in the process. Or idiots are driving and recording themselves while trying to catch a Pokemon ball. So that's too many things going on at the exact same time. Another woman, I think in Wyoming, stumbled upon a dead body while playing the game, which is like, I don't want to catch all of them, just the ones that are still alive. But that's kind of creepy to come across that. And then the other one was something that was rumored about a kid wandered into the wrong neighborhood, and he got mugged, stabbed, whatever, to take his phone and all that, which is not to be the case. But still, as the app says when you log in, be mindful of your environment, okay? So if you do this, please be careful. All right, the other thing that I want to talk about before I go into the big three was Hulu and the Russo brothers are planning to remake The Warriors. It's the Walter Hill 1979, I believe, movie that came out telling the tale of the Warriors in a mass meeting with all the other gangs from New York, in which it was going to be this collective union, and the gang leader that was going to take over everybody was assassinated, and the Warriors were blamed for it. So, being that they were from Coney Island, they had to make their way up from the Bronx all the way down to Coney Island. And along the way, they had to fight multiple gangs, they had to fight police and so forth. So, being that this is really New York in its ugliest form, I don't know how it's going to be done in an updated version. I do like the Russo brothers, considering they just did Civil War, and they did Winter Soldier, and they haven't done production yet for the Avengers Infinity War Parts 1 and 2, but from what I've been hearing, their thought process and their ideas, I think it could work. However, I don't know about it as a series. How long can this go on? In a place of an hour and a half, you could manage to do enough, but if it's going to be prolonged and it's going to be all in one night, there's going to be like episodes 125th Street down to 110th Street, you know, just 15 blocks long, and just have whatever action there and just track along slowly through the night. I don't know. I'm kind of curious. I want to see what they do. But again, The Warriors is a great movie. If you've not checked it out, I highly recommend that to you. All right, so we got Tomb Raider that's being rebooted. So we're not going to see Angelina Jolie like we've seen in the first one and The Cradle of Life, the sequel. But we're going to get Alicia Vikander, who was in Ex Machina, which finally, thank you, Mr. Gene, finally got to see on Amazon this past week. I was really tired from the holidays, but I was still kind of, not stressed out, but it was just kind of like, I just wanted to watch something, and this kind of fit the bill, and oh my god, I really have a crush on Alicia. Not that the fact that she was naked, and I'm not talking about naked, I'm just talking about the fact that she was see-through naked. Like certain body parts, her legs, her arms, some midriff. If you look at that movie, unbelievable visual effects. I was just so impressed by that. And then, of course, her mannerisms and her portrait of that AI being self-realized was just perfect. So I can see why Alicia would be cast for this, because based on the latest Lara Croft property, it's completely different from the earlier versions that we had last century, basically. So she looks more and fits the part of the newer version of Lara, and I'm fine with that. So my only question is, when are they going to do this? Well, we do have a date, which is going to be March 16th, 2018. So we still have a couple of years away to go, but considering what I've seen already from her in Ex Machina, I really, really cannot wait to see this happen. All right. The other thing, Constantine, back for season 2, back from the dead. I don't know, and it's killing me, because this past week, there was news from Matt Ryan that retweeted something that the CW Seed, which is the CW channels or CW's streaming service, and they're streaming Constantine season 1, all the episodes for free. So why are they doing this, considering that this was distributed before by NBC, which didn't pick it up for season 2? It is a DC property, and if you've been following the news, the CW had just picked up Supergirl. So you have Arrow, you have Flash, you have Legends of Tomorrow, and now Supergirl, because CBS didn't want to carry it. So what's to be of Constantine? Well, CBS, again, the parent company of the CW is now airing or doing the streaming of Supergirl episodes starting August 1st. So if they're doing that, and we have Supergirl for season 2, doesn't it seem kind of weird that we haven't heard anything about Constantine season 2? Are we going to have Constantine in his own show? I want to say yes. I mean, there's no other reason why they would do this other than he was supposed to be in Legends of Tomorrow in season 2, which did get picked up, so he should be part of that cast. So are they doing this just because they want to promote him in Legends of Tomorrow, or are we going to get something more? Sadly, I wish I had a better answer, and I can say it's been confirmed. I don't want to say that it's clickbait. It's not. But it's just, the research that I found indicates there's something more going on that we are not privy to, but I wish they would just kind of get stuff going so we can get this settled once and for all. I mean, Nashville got dropped by ABC for its fourth season. The Country Music Channel or CMT picked it up for season 5. So it could be done because there's a niche audience for that. CW has proven to be a stellar in ratings, for all their DC properties. So having Supergirl into the mix, and if they bring Constantine into the mix, man, you really got a powerhouse of solid entertainment for one episode per night throughout the whole 5 days. So who would not want to see that? So I'll keep you posted if I hear any more news about that. All right, the last part. It's a bit of a controversy in the sense that Sulu in the new Star Trek Beyond movie is reported to be gay. I don't want to say it's a kind of a spoiler because I don't know how much of an impact that's going to play. But it's everywhere and it almost could not be escaped, like a trailer that I would always try to avoid. But because of what has been reported, John Cho, who plays Sulu in a new movie, had went to George Takei, what he found out about the new direction they were taking this character. And while Takei was pretty much on board having a gay character, he felt that having Sulu be that gay character was not really Gene Roddenberry's vision. So this kind of gets into, well, what does he want, or what does he feel that should be done? Well, according to him, it was that there should be a gay character on board the Enterprise, but we're not going to know who that person is, or it's not a major character. But a lot of people also feel, just like myself, that's going to be pretty much a red shirt. And I bring that up because on TV, there have been a lot of LGBT characters that have been in love with members of their own sex or whoever they're in love with, only to be killed off constantly. Like, a lot to be considered a problem. So, if they do this to Sulu, Sulu is a major character. He's not a red shirt. So I don't think this is going to happen to him. So that's my argument, that this is a good thing. And Simon Pegg is actually saying, you know, we want to be progressive. And Zachary Quinto had talked about that it's kind of established now because of this new timeline in 2009 that Sulu can be gay. So Zachary was kind of disappointed that George didn't support it, but I understand Zachary's point. Now, having said that, and I did a little more research about George Takei, he, back in the original series, he did approach Roddenberry about having a gay character while the series was going on. And at this time, in 1968, they did that interracial kiss between Kirk and Uhura in Plato's Stepchildren, Season 3, and how the ratings went down from that point on. There have been blackouts in the South to air that program. So even though George was in the closet at that time, he did want to see a gay character. So it's interesting that even back then that he was still supportive of that, but unfortunately we don't see that same kind of support from him. So I understand George's point, and I understand everyone else's point here. I wanted to bring up also another point that I found on Facebook. There is a gentleman named Jameson who is a Facebook buddy. He also has a blog called thedailypop.wordpress.com. I wanted to give a little shout out to him as I'm going to be using his quote. He wrote, "I'm going to just accept that the intention was sound, but just as Takei put it, flipping a switch to make Sulu gay isn't progressive. Is also not the real Sulu from the classic series. Like DC did with Green Lantern, they introduced an alternate reality where it's okay to have a gay hero. The upshot is that people who don't care about the continuity or mythology may identify with a heroic sci-fi character. So while it deters from Gene Roddenberry's vision, it results in a progressive message. So that's a mind bender I can live with." And I totally agree with that point, because for today's audience, we want to say, in this universe, that's not an issue. Being gay is not an issue. Being lesbian is not an issue. Being true to yourself, that's what all that matters. And if we can have that portrayed honestly in whatever setting that may be, so that whoever identifies themselves in that character, in that movie, in that book, can feel they're not alone. And that's fine with that. And that's the way it should be. There should not be this kind of denied happiness. Meaning, like in Buffy, Willow and Tara were together. Tara had died. Willow flipped out with the magic. And then you also have this silhouette in the Watchmen movie. She was killed off very early on in the opening scenes with her lesbian lover. As if to say, you know, you cannot be happy or you will be denied happiness. That's really messed up. You know, this whole week has been bad enough with all the shootings that's been going on. And to think that even that, and mixed with this, that you would think we would have arrived at a certain point. We haven't. So whatever steps we can take to push the future and to make it a reality, that's all we can hope for. And hopefully in the days to come, people will see that love conquers all. So it makes no difference who you are. As long as you have a good heart, you do right by others, that's all that matters. Alright, so enough of my soapbox. I am done with this podcast. It's been another long week. I hope you did get to listen to my Page 49 podcast on Star Trek the Books. I had a guest co-host named Gene from the readstartrekbooks.com. So if you love Star Trek like I do and you enjoy reading Star Trek stories, please go check that out. Lots of good information there. So find me on the various social networks. You can always email me at monstersci-fi show@gmail.com. Again, thank you very much for listening to the Monster Sci-Fi Show. Sci-fi, from a certain point of view. Good night.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.